What's up, fam? On this episode of Snapback Sports Pod, the Sixers are in a do-or-die situation. Let's see if Ava's truly all in and if he still has belief in his squad. We talk about Bucks-Celtics. We talk about is a Suns-Warriors Western Conference Finals in the cards. Our schedule release leak that we had on Ravens-Bills Thanksgiving night. Is it in doubt? I don't think so. And then what the puck? Eagleson was at Game 5. Leafs-Lightning, it was one of the greatest games in Leafs history, or at least recent history. Well, their history is just the first round. Anyways, tune in and hear from him.
New app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant took the jumper.
He's and the Lakers lead.
Mamba out.
What's up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Sutterman. Joining me today, and as always, my co-host and longtime best friend and big, big, big 76ers fan. His name is Abe Granoff. And as his title, if you're not watching us live on Twitch, YouTube, or Twitter, states, the series in that state city has not started yet, because as Abe likes to say, until a home team loses, until a road team wins, the series doesn't start. I personally disagree with this mentality, as if the Heat win game 7 at home, they would win the series and the series would be over before it even started technically. Well, we have our boy Abe Granoff in here to discuss. Abe, what is on your mind today?
Not that. You know what's on my mind? It's been on my mind for the last 2 days, even before last night. The weather's turning in Philadelphia. The weather's turning in New York. It feels like things are becoming a little bit more lively in the city. And this weather just has me like, I have been crazy. If anyone's in the Philadelphia area, and by that I mean, when I say Philadelphia area, I mean, if you're 20 minutes outside of Philly, sure, that counts, but I'm not coming to you. If any of the fam wants to just have a long toss, a baseball catch, I have been itching. Now, my shoulder would be shot in a long toss after about 10 throws back and forth, but just there's people throwing the frisbee outside. There's people having a football catch. The dog parks are packed. I'm just trying to throw the baseball around. Is that all? Is that too much to ask? That's all I want to do. I got my mitt in my closet.
What are you talking about?
Having a baseball catch? You never heard about it?
You just want to have a baseball catch? That's what you're
really
saying.
Badly outside.
Got it.
It's like one of the more simpler, joyous things in my life.
Got it. Okay.
There's no Twitter. There's no anything. It's just you, the other person, and the ball.
Okay.
That's all. And it's not even oblong, so you can't get mad at it.
It bounces in the correct direction. I want to say what's up to Twitch chat. Twitch going crazy. Noda Gang.
Who do we think Lanky Shooter is?
I don't know, but he knows that you eat watermelon, so he's tuned in with your personal life. All right, Abe. Give the people what they came for, because much different energy at midnight on a Sunday night as opposed to Wednesday night. You just got past hump day. You get to record a podcast with your longtime best friend. And it's just different energy.
I'm your longtime best friend, Jack. Sides to a relationship.
So yeah, tell me what's good. Philadelphia 76ers facing elimination.
Where do you want me to start?
The floor is
last night? You want me to start with last night?
Wherever you would like. It's our podcast. That's the beauty.
Can we start with Charles? Let's agree real quick. Can we start with Charles Barkley? What a piece of shit. And I'm referring to Charles Barkley going at halftime and saying that the reason Embiid is playing poorly or whatever is because he's crying over the MVP. Charles, Joel has the internet. He's known as long as everybody knows he's not winning the MVP.
Well, to be fair, there were some people who thought he was winning the award on last Friday.
Well, we're just trusting blue checks. Do you think that's a bad thing to do?
Yeah.
I feel like you should trust all blue checks,
no? Yeah, no, blue checks are blue checks for a reason.
Blue checks are blue checks. So that was just ridiculous. Like, the guy has got a broken head. He's got half an arm. Like, just cut it out. The back, Dwayne Dedmon's getting him sick, this, that. The most annoying part about losing by fucking 30 last night, 35, I think it was, was I can't even blame Doc Rivers. I can't. He wasn't good.
But it was
that twisted. But that team had no energy. Nothing. They don't get up for these games. Historically speaking, they haven't won a game five in the second round since 2002 when they went to the finals. They lost by 36 to Toronto a few years ago. We were at the game last year when they lost the Hawks and blew a 26-point lead. So that happens. Listen, how do I feel going forward? Game six, trying to force it to seven. We're home. That's been good this series thus far for everyone that's been home. We're home. Reasons to be nervous. Knowing the Sixers like I do, which, like, I read them like a book. Last night, you're like, could be a game at halftime because they somehow were only down 12. I was like, I know this team. Miami's going to punch first. This is going to get to 18. It'll get back down to 12 a few times, and they'll make you think that they're in it. And then Spo will call a good timeout, and it'll go back up to 10. But it didn't, or 20, but it didn't go back up to 20. It went up to 35. Anyway, I know this team. And part of me thinks, last night when the game opened up, 18 to whatever, 6 or whatever the fuck it was, I'm writing in my group chat, Sixers fans, not the one with you. And I'm just like, we could lose tonight, and that's fine. Just don't get blown out. Because the last thing you want when you get blown out is to have the life sucked out of your team. However, the good news is, as always, except yesterday, we have Joel Embiid and they don't. James Harden, back to his recent self the other night. He played good at home last time. I'm just following trends. Can we win game six at home? Can we win game six at home? Yeah. I think you think we win game six.
This is the thing. I said going into last night's games, home teams were going to win. Both were going to get evened up. And part of being a good predictor, where if you're tracking the numbers, six out of
you're
my
not
last eight.
That.
I'm an NHL guy now, three out of four last night. Part of it is you got to come
three up, out of four you parlayed, Jack.
You got to come in, and it almost hit. You got to come in with the game plan, and you don't let stuff change unless there's a fundamental change. And Abe, there may have been a fundamental change.
Which is what?
And it's what we talked about after game four. I said it live on the podcast. He's not okay. And so while you say we have Joel Embiid. We have Joel Embiid and they don't. Could he get energized by the crowd and do one of those performances that's like flu game level, except he's got a broken
face.
Thank
you for acknowledging he has the flu.
Yeah,
he is sick. Devin got him
pizza.
Sick.
Could that happen? Of course. You know, he's Joel Embiid. He's the second most valuable player in the league. But the fundamental.
I'm actually glad he didn't win the MVP after looking at that dog shit mirrorball ball trophy.
Yeah, that thing's whack. But Abe, are you keen enough to admit that it's not, I don't even think it's like a denial thing, and it only makes it more impressive. It's not Embiid stinks or he's being shut down. He's just not, he's unhealthy right now, and it's really inhibiting his game. Harden has just absolutely fallen off, and he's washed. That is different than what Joel Embiid is. This is, his face is broken in. He's probably still got a concussion. He's got a torn ligament in his finger. Like, it's ballsy what he's going out and doing. So that's the fundamental change.
He's literally God.
With all of that being said, if you get 24 points like they did in game four, can they still win the game? Sure. So it's not, but I think the advantage in being the better team has gone out the window.
That's the most frustrating part, is because we're so much better than them.
Yeah.
We are. We are better than them. I do think we win tomorrow. I do. Can I be... you're going to take this as not being all in. I haven't seen anything yet from a pure energy standpoint. If you can't get up for game one of the second round... I mean, I get Joel was out. If you can't get up for something like last night when they don't get up, I have seen nothing to believe that this team can get up and match the energy level of the Heat in a game seven. Talent aside. You got an extra 2 days, Thursday to Sunday, potentially, because they wanted to do it fall on a podcast day, for Joel to get a little bit more rest, for him to be able to see straight. But I haven't seen anything that leads to me to believe that we can match the Heat energy. With that being said, it's one basketball game. Could the Heat miss shots? Can we make shots? Of course. It's just, let's get there. Let's get there. Get me to seven, and that's all I need. Game six maxi is a thing. I told you that. I told you that against Toronto. It was a thing last year against Atlanta. He single-handedly, when Joel played like shit, got us to game seven as a rookie. This is a thing. Expect Tyrese Maxey, cue the Curb Your Enthusiasm music, to go off tomorrow night. We are going to Miami on Sunday, and holy fucking shit, I pray.
It would have to be the second biggest game in Philly sports history, right? I mean, Super Bowl aside, but recently.
Why? That's such recency bias.
What I'm saying, what besides,
like, why is it? I would say, if anything, it was last year's game seven is way more important, considering what the road ahead looked like and how the path was there. This year, it's like, what the fuck's the difference? You know, it's like another game seven in the second round. What could go wrong? Good news. Third time's the charm. Kawhi shot, Atlanta, Miami.
Kawhi shot was a game seven in the second round?
Okay, you're just like being an asshole now. You obviously know that.
Oh, that is painful. So and that fell on a Sunday?
Yeah.
So since we started this podcast, every year you guys have lost a game seven in the second round. Oh, besides the bubble where you got swept. But that was like
the Kawhi year. We didn't do the pod yet.
Right.
We were starting.
Yeah, yeah.
But in that fall, it made up with it for Wentz and against the Seahawks. Oh, I'm sorry. Josh McCown against the Seahawks.
Right. Okay. So in your heart of hearts, Abe, let's do it right now. Look in the camera.
We're going to win this series.
Yeah, you didn't believe that.
No, I do. I just, when you're staring at me like, fucking this, and you're as ugly as you are, I can't help but to laugh.
You don't actually think you're winning
hockey
the series?
Sweater. Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I do.
Abe, an awful hypothetical to play, but would you rather lose tomorrow or on Sunday? Like, if I said...
How do the losses go down?
I'm saying, Abe, if you're losing the series, would you rather it... No context on how, but would you rather it be tomorrow or Sunday?
Tomorrow. We don't record a podcast tomorrow. What? You know this game's going to be at fucking 8 o'clock on Sunday. I'm going to be angry that I'm even awake at that moment if we lose, like, obviously tomorrow.
Oh, how fun, though, if you won it. That would be. Is that
it's not the, that fun? You just handle business as usual. It's on to Milwaukee or Boston.
Because
you know, you ever heard of act like you've been there before? We have it, but you just gotta act like
you gotta act like it. So, Abe, we've talked about this before. Like, since we started the podcast, the Eagles winning the Super Bowl is the most recent sporting event in our family history of any success in professional sports or collegiate.
Let me think. England going to the semifinals in the World Cup was pretty cool.
They lost, but yes. So would this be the biggest win in this podcast?
No. History? We beat Giannis before the All-Star break this year in Milwaukee. You remember, forget that?
Was that a big moment?
Every other fucking team gets excited over regular season wins. Why can't I?
True.
What other ones are there?
I would say like Lamar winning the MVP and that whole run-up to it. But, like, the letdown was just so, so bad. Have you had a big win on the podcast? Like, you guys winning the first round.
The other night.
No, but, like, move advancing. I guess not.
Have you had a big win?
I mean, I guess when the Ravens beat the Titans. And
you're way more. Oh, no, game one of the Hawks.
Game two. Oh, game two. That was great. Except the 5%.
Oh, and game one this year against Boston in the regular season.
Oh, another great
two banners. Two banners in 5 months.
Hang it. Coach Thibodeau. coach of the year. All right, let's move on. We're recording this in the middle of Bucks Celtics. It's a 5-point game. I think Boston squeaks it out tonight. I really do. I think they're the better team, Abe. I wish Middleton was playing so we could really tell. But these two teams, I think Boston's the better team. Giannis at 19 the first half. It's the only reason they're in it. He's got to do it again or at least get 32 points because I can't hit a pick-em to save my life. But do you think this series win or lose tonight? Do you think the winner wins it? Because
win or lose tonight, Boston. I mean, Milwaukee's winning this series.
Really?
It's simple, Jack. It's the same logic I used to use with LeBron. I don't give a fuck that they have Grayson Allen. They have Giannis. They do. If Al Horford scores 30 every night, I won't sleep. But then Boston might win the series. Tatum has 30 the other night. They just escape. Like, I keep thinking, like, we just talked
about.
Well,
you know what the actual X factor has been tonight. I know you were cooking dinner.
No.
16 minutes. 4-for-4 from the field, 1-of-1 from 3, 9 points, 3 dimes, 2 boards. Derek White has come alive in the postseason recently.
Oh, let's fucking go. Let's go, baby.
And so that's Grant Williams is on the bench. Abe, I've now benched 2 people thanks to my picks. Bobby Portis in game 4 and tonight Williams. Didn't you say
you like Bam tomorrow?
Bam. Is Bam the guy?
No, Jimmy's the guy.
Well, you want to know the funny thing is
it's so annoying. I can't even hate Jimmy either.
I picked Strus the first 4 games of the series. I didn't pick him last night and look what happened. So, Abe, my Venmo account at Jack Settleman.
You don't think we'd win in 7 anyway, so don't you just want that podcast opportunity anyway? Why do I have to pay you?
Yeah, no, I've said, like, I'm not pushing the finals, too risky for me, but I'm down for you guys. I'm definitely in on game 7.
You're going to try. I know what's going to happen. You're just like, you know the Jersey Shore? You used to watch that as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
They do the little intros in the beginning, and I think it's Sammy Sweetheart goes, "I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet." You are the nicest cocksucker I've ever met, because this is what you do. "Yo, Abe, let's go to the Nets Sixers game. I'll bring you all expenses paid. This, that. It's going to be great."
Those seats were sick.
It's going to be great. "Abe, Hawks game 5. Why not? Let's hit it. I'll stay at your apartment." I'm going to get a text from Jack Friday morning with like a text that's like, "Snapback will cover your flight if you want to go to Miami." And it's just like, this kid, as in Jack, sluts me out for content. Your whole brand is, how can I ruin my best friend's life to make jokes about it? And that's the only thing you built your brand on. I'm going to reply to DMs. Well, you missed a DM that cost us a scoop. You missed the Hollywood to the Cardinals DM. So now your whole thing is just slutting me out for content and bringing me places where you know that it could go my way and you don't necessarily care too much, right? You wouldn't have cared if we beat the brakes off Brooklyn. You wouldn't have cared if we won game 5 against the Hawks, well, because we all thought we fucking would. And to be honest, you probably wouldn't care if we flew down to Miami for Sunday and we stole one on the road. Because you're like, okay, they're going to play Giannis in the next round. That'll be fun. No, conference finals is when it gets pushy. But I feel like game 7 against in the second round, once again, is like, you're like, okay, if the Sixers win. So it's like, it's a win. It's a push win for you. You know what I mean? I'll push this hand, I'll win in the next hand.
That's
so it's just like,
how it feels.
You're the nicest cocksucker. Like, am I appreciative, Jack, of all that you've done for me and like taking me to games? Honestly, like, no. Like, the best game that you've ever taken.
I took you to that Cowboys-Eagles game.
Dude, it was like 9-6 and Brad Lidge got the save.
It was the worst game ever.
The best game that you've ever taken me to, I don't even think it was you, it was your family, is when I went to Ravens Saints and Justin Tucker missed an extra point and they fucking lost. And I can't even enjoy that because I'm not a Saints fan. Like, you have just made, you didn't do that, but you've just made this like, and like, don't get me wrong, like I said, I'm very appreciative. These are experiences I'll remember for better or for worse for the rest of my life.
So,
but it's bullshit that you build an LLC based off your friend's tears.
So are you in for Sunday, yes or no?
Shut the fuck up.
If it's Caps, Panthers, and Sixers Heat on Sunday, I will be in Miami. I just hope
we could probably get on the floor pregame in Miami, considering like nobody's there one minute before tip.
No one cares, especially for Sunday night.
Am I in? The problem is, like, we'll probably win by like 25 tomorrow, and I'm just gonna be juiced up, booking flights and stuff, this and that. I might just like delete your number, even if we do win. Like, so I'm not. Both of them. I've got. But that being said, I have not been to a Game 7, so I could right the ship. I didn't go to Game 7 last year. I didn't fly up to home of Eagleston a few years ago. That's your angle. You're going to catch me really happy if we win tomorrow night, and you're going to want me to bring me down there, and you'll be like, dude, you're due. If you tell me you're due for anything, where do I sign? That being said, we're due to win a Game 7. Not due to win a Game 6 when we're down, because that's been happening.
Yeah.
We won both Game 6s, Toronto, Atlanta.
You'll have to let me know if you're free this weekend. All right. Suns are up 3-2 on the Mavs. Warriors up 3-1 on the Grizzlies. They play tonight. Ja Morant out for the series. Are we getting the Western Conference matchup that we thought we would in this Western Conference?
We'll get that. I saw unrelated. I saw, and I sent it to you, a tweet today that said, Devin Booker comes off as the guy that's, quote, my dad coaches the AAU team. And I haven't seen a more accurate description in my entire life. Don't get me wrong. Devin Booker is one handsome guy dating Kendall Jenner. He's got swag on the court. He's a hooper. But he like also carries himself like a cocksucker in that regard. So it's like, it's kind of frustrating. Like even last night, the whole, what did he say about Luka when he got murdered or something by Dorian Finney-Smith? He was like, the Luka special. What, dude? Luka didn't even hit you.
Like, why? He's rolling around on the ground, flopping and crying.
Oh, he was laying still. He looked dead. He looked like Joel.
I think the Booker thing hits a little harder to home for you. Him and Ben Simmons are very similar off the court. They dress the same. They wear the same glasses. They date
If Ben could do what Book did on the court, he'd probably be the coolest player in the NBA.
Exactly. So that's why Devin Booker is one of the coolest players.
But the reason why Ben is the number one objective loser in the NBA is because he carries himself like Devin Booker does, and he doesn't play basketball. Ben Simmons is a bigger part of FaZe than he is the NBA.
That's a great line. I know you didn't come up with that.
I swear on my life. I just thought of the top of my head.
All right. Clip that, Eagleson. That's money. All right. So that series, you think. I said the Mavs were going to win. Now, in that series, there hasn't been a fundamental change. I just think the Suns are better. But Mavs shooting variance could carry them to win.
Right, dude. The Mavs could easily win. So, you know who the Mavs are? They're the 2018 missed 26 threes in Game 7 Rockets.
Right.
That's what they are. That team could have lost in four any given series. They didn't. Dallas, the way they play, could lose in four in any given series. That's why Dallas could come back and win this series. Nobody knows. It's a make or miss league, they say. So will they make or will they miss? But that is what the Dallas Mavericks are.
The Suns are by far the best team in the NBA, but they don't play a high variance game, so they can't, like, they can blow teams out, but it's over time of a game. It takes them a while, and so it lets teams hang around. You hit a couple threes, so it's like it's perfect. They would be the worst NCAA tournament team. Like, they would just lose one game because, you know, another team got hot on them. But for an NBA series where you got to win four, the Warriors are favorites to win the title. I know that's because they're up 3-1 and Ja's out. But I'm starting to feel like there's a chance they're going to have it like a pick'em. And Derek Stingley Jr., I mean, maybe we just double it up. I have full confidence that they win that
series. I think I do too.
The Warriors just aren't that good. Like, they're really good, but like the Suns are the best team. There's no doubt about it.
The Suns are the best team, but the Warriors are a team that I think can beat the best team no matter what, just because of the system they have in place and the guys that have been there before. Now, the Suns have been in the Western Conference Finals 1 year ago, but it's like same thing kind of with Giannis to an extent of Steph. It's like You got to pick him up full court. He could hit 6 shots from the fucking logo in one game.
Yeah, he's
like, there's so much variance in that, you know, on that team too. Jordan Poole, and is Draymond hitting elbow jump shots? Like,
no.
Who knows?
The answer is no. But if he is, then really you got to watch out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Abe, we had another tweet that went semi-viral. We're on Pat Mac today.
That's viral. It's virality.
Yeah. And what did we announce? Kawhi was out. Yeah.
Kawhi was out. It was official that day.
Yeah. Which we know
why,
but
because they lost in the play-in. Still was right.
Definitely wasn't.
Said
wrong.
Kawhi wouldn't play in the playoffs. I'm sorry. Did Kawhi play in the playoffs?
So, yeah, I got probably my best piece of intel ever. and it got double confirmed tonight because there was the one NFL schedule leak account that was like, no,
oh, so since we last spoke, we're back.
Since we last spoke, we're back, but I'm still like, you know, it's one of those like
we got 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm just very confused on it. If
by the way, you want to know how I'm getting to game 6, game 7? This is literally vodka.
What is that?
Vodka.
You're drinking vodka now?
Yes, the entire thing on air.
Yeah, Zach Wilson, not the Jets quarterback. He asked, "Jack, how do you get leads before some of the pro guys do?" I think, Zach, respectfully, like, what do you
respectfully
think?
Respectfully, Zach, are the less you know the better,
but also respectfully,
like, Zach, if you knew, I'd have to kill you.
Are we not professionals? I just don't understand.
I mean, can you find one news handicapper out there that hits at 100% clip? Adam Schefter, nope.
Definitely
nope.
Not.
Shams, nope. Sham said Ben Simmons is going to play. Guess what Jack said? Ben Simmons wouldn't play. Never put it out there. Never put it out there. Never shut him down.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, some of the sources just get left on the cutting board. What do they say? On the floor, on the cutting room floor. On the cutting. There's a line there. How do we have these sources? It varies. It depends on the source. This one obviously came from my roots, my hometown, a little bit of Old Bay sprinkled in. And when I reconfirmed with that source tonight, they actually gave good intel that Ravens-Cincy Monday Night Football week one.
Sunday Night Football.
The rumor I saw was Monday night.
NFL schedule leaks had Sunday night.
Okay. Apparently that's fake news. So not only did we double confirm on the, so the miscommunication though, if there is one, I'm 1000% on this source that the Ravens are hosting a Thanksgiving game on Thursday night. The Bills aspect, I'll put it like,
did you even confirm that you guys play them this year?
No, we do. We play them at home. That I know for sure. The Bills aspect has now, like, now I'm second guessing because
but the people are saying that it's the Bills that are on that Thursday night.
No. It's people saying the Bills play at the Lions, which would probably be that 12.
Exactly. Oh, I see.
Yeah. So that's where I'm like, do we just have a Thursday night Thanksgiving
game? Our Twitter writer just texted us saying, content idea. Abe goes to game 7 alone, live the whole time, can't cheer or speak.
You just have to watch.
How much would you throw me? Like, would you throw me a few hundred bucks to just sit there on camera? And if I smile, it's ruined. Or there's two cameras with a dual split screen like we have right now. This is the game. This is me. And you're just seeing like Tyler Hero go 9 of 9 from three. And I just have to sit there like this.
I think the
DeAndre Jordan checks in the game in game 7, 3 minutes in. And I just have to.
I think the reactionary stuff probably plays better. But for a torture perspective, I do think that would be pretty entertaining. So,
okay.
It's fair.
Back to the Bills Ravens. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So there is this now lingering 1 to 2% chance that maybe the Ravens play Thursday night on Thanksgiving, but it's against like Pittsburgh or something. But I think I'm going to stand strong here.
Okay. But here's, okay, let's talk. Let's talk real quick.
We don't have an out, Abe. That's where I'm like.
Every tweet we've hedged somewhere in the tweet a bit.
Yeah.
We have no out. We do have one out. There's a delete button.
No, we're on Pat McAfee's show. It's at this point it's too late. So
no, okay. Here we go. If for some reason the Ravens don't play the, we could say typo.
Mm-hmm.
Photo O too, either we put the wrong photo by accident.
And the names, yep. Mm-hmm.
If they don't play, I think we just dox and throw the source under the bus and just deflect blame.
Mm.
Like, just put it all on him, have the internet go after him. Maybe we start a fake text chain where I pretend to be him and I just like, and bang, giving you.
I think it's going to happen. I have confidence enough that the odds are in our favor. And it's just that one weird.
So I want to talk about this real quick. Let's say Bills Ravens Sunday night happens, or Thursday night Thanksgiving happens. The reported slate for Thanksgiving is sleep in on Thursday. Commanders Lions, 1:00. You've got Bengals Cowboys at 3:30. You've got Bills Ravens at night. So let's play a game. Which quarterback or team is going to be so decimated by the time Thanksgiving comes around, Jack? Because unfortunately, I promise you, when's the last time you could tell me there were two good games on Thanksgiving? On paper, Cowboys Bengals, Bills Ravens look like good matchups. So one of these quarterbacks is going to get hurt, or one of your teams are going to suck. And I'm having trouble picking if I'd rather it be the Cowboys or the Ravens.
I think since you will be in the midst of a letdown, that would be my guess. But this is, it's in, when's Thanksgiving? It's in November. So it's still like week 10 or 12. So there's still time, but I would imagine since he's like 6-5 going into the game, that's my best guess on what happens.
I think I've decided that I'm going to take the under on both teams that played in the Super Bowl last year. I know we're not doing a full NFL preview, and I could either change my mind or double down on it, but I'm pretty out on the Rams. They're one Cooper Kupp injury away from being a mediocre team on offense. Now, that defense is nuts.
Yeah.
But that defense was nuts last year, but it didn't really come around till the end of the year.
Their run game is going to be their run game. They've got McVay. That's what he does. Stafford is he's a star QB. He's a beast. He's a Hall of Famer, realistically, now with his ring. And do you remember what they did? Because I forgot. It was like 12:30 in the morning. I'm like, where did this guy sign? I'm like, no fucking way did he sign with the Rams. You know they signed Allen Robinson?
So, Allen Robinson's on my, I'm not drafting you anymore.
See, that's the thing, though. Allen Robinson is fantastic. His quarterbacks have just been miserable. And he was getting the job done with shitty quarterbacks. But now he's got Matt Stafford. So
Penn State, Allen Robinson.
I just think he's going to be good. Francis says, isn't USA versus England also happening on Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's the day after, right? It's Boxing Day.
It's the day after.
The day after Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Boxing Day is Christmas, but it's Black Friday normally, the day after Thanksgiving. Go shopping. I'm going to demote Francis here with his
for
KD
his logo.
Profile.
For his, yeah.
But yes, that's the day after. And then Saturday is the game, Ohio State, Michigan. So great weekend, potentially, of sports. Gonna go 17-76 on England. Facts.
Cap.
Daniel, facts.
Cap.
All right. We've honestly got a short pod today because we're saving some time for Eagleson. But we have been wanting to do a Q&A. So chat, throw in some questions. Because we went a little shorter, we can answer some cues. But we will bring up Eagleson. Once he shows his face, I'll add him to the stream. He's probably off getting bagged milk or something. All right, here he is.
I mean, I promise you, he doesn't actually sit there during
the I was here. I just didn't turn. I thought you guys were doing the questions first, so I didn't turn
it on. Have you ever left?
I might have gone to get water a few times, but no, like I actually do sit here.
I found out last night that Eagleson's on fucking salary at this LLC that just is branded off my pain. Eagleson's on the payroll of my tears.
Yes. Feels good, right?
Yeah, it feels great.
Who is Lanky Shooter? They need to show themselves.
All right, Eagleson. We're both in our sweaters.
3-4, Zach.
We're lucky enough to go to game 5.
Yep.
Was this planned, the whole sweater party?
No.
I just threw my. I was actually a little cold, so I threw mine on. And I
Eagleson,
think...
you do know it's Christmas, right? It's not Christmas, right?
But... what do you mean?
We don't need to have ugly sweater parties on the pod.
If I hear that one more fucking time, that is the most overused.
That was the first time I said it.
That is the most over. I have one teacher at my school who says that every single time.
Please excuse me as I've never attempted to make a joke about hockey because
that's just like an overused one. Oh, Leafs ugly Christmas sweater. Okay, I've heard it a million times.
Let me see the sweater. I'll give you an honest fashion opinion. That's fine.
It's fine. It's not the Justin Bieber one, is it?
No, it's not.
Let me see yours, Jack. It's just diagonal Rangers. Ew, it's too big.
They're kind of comfy. I do want to put Warner's comment. Eagleson, were you all in after Lightning? We're up 2-0 the first period. Eagleson, you know who was all in at that point?
Who?
Your boy.
Yeah,
I was
were you?
Firing. Oh, yeah. I took Leafs to win in regulation plus 500. Took them live. Never a doubt with my Leafs. This is the Leafs year.
I mean, I talk about it in my What the Puck, but yeah, that, yeah, I can talk about it in What the Puck. I'll save it for that.
Okay. Calgary's up 2-1, right?
No, it's 2-2.
Fuck it.
All right,
Abe, What the Puck, I'll do the camera.
What the Puck right, time.
Camera, clock. All right, Eagleson, quick. 3-2-1.
All right, the Leafs win game 5 in Toronto, 4-3 over Tampa. They take a 3-2 series lead. This was easily the best game of the series. I was lucky enough to be there, like we were just saying. When Marner had that pass off Vasilevskiy's pass pads, and the GOAT, Auston Matthews, shot that, the place went fucking insane. Like, I've never been in a place with atmosphere like that. This is 100% the best Leafs team they've put out there since I've been born, at least. And I realized when they were down in the first period, like we were talking about, down 2-0, they came out super flat and the arena was kind of dead quiet. It felt like it was going to be another one of those games where they were just the same old Leafs. But no, Jason Spezza, who I'm wearing his jersey of right now, gave a speech to the team during the first intermission. And they came out and they had a way better second. You can tell the energy was different. It was... I mean, they came out differently, and they built that momentum.
The first round.
Fuck you. And they brought it to the third period, and they... Oh, my... I can't even just, like, express how crazy it was when Matthews scored that goal. Like, it was the craziest shit ever. Fuck the Oilers.
Jack, is it called What the Puck or What the Leafs?
It sounds like I'm glad we cut him off, not because I was actually going to pass away if we listened to more than 60 seconds of hockey, but I thought he was going to actually ejaculate onto the screen talking about the Leafs. I've never seen him so excited before. I was getting a little nervous, but it was, I do have to admit, it was quite the spectacular comeback. You have the player who's done it all season coming through for me. I mean, the Leafs with the goal, my pick of the day. It was a special night in Toronto. I'm not gonna lie. Special night.
What time did you get home last night, lad?
Like 3:30 in the morning.
Worth it.
Riding
though, right?
High.
Worth
it. Like 100. No, I didn't.
You didn't go to school today?
No.
Built the case for senioritis. Speaking of which, when's the voting at conclude?
That is at in the middle of June, I believe. I don't know.
And you are campaigning how? Wait a second. When does your school go to?
The last week of June. June 27th, I believe, is the last day of school.
This is the problem. They give free healthcare up there, and then they fucking just make them go to school all year round, so they can't even get hurt or sick anywhere else. It's unbelievable.
You got to start campaigning for that.
I feel like by not campaigning, that's also campaigning better for senioritis.
You actually anti-campaign by getting a fucking haircut.
I disagree.
The locks are growing back pretty quickly.
It grows back pretty quickly. It's getting hot here, too. So.
What kind of product do you use?
Shampoo? I don't put anything in it.
That's why Camille left him. We got to get the boy some conditioner for this stuff.
And conditioner, too. 4-1.
So it looks as if there's a high probability that it might turn into a real series in round two. Capitals.
It could happen. It could happen.
Hold on.
What?
Eagleson.
Yep.
Have you not learned one fucking thing?
Look.
This is why Eagleson's more all in than you. He's already on to the next series. He's not one game at a time. He's one round at a time. He's wrapped this puppy up.
Eagleson has no idea how to even... He doesn't even have a GPS to the second round.
I know. I don't know, but if you were there...
You guys blew a 3-0 lead. 3-0, 3-1. What was it? 3-1. A 3-1 lead. You have never seen your team play into the second half of May, barring a lockout year or anything where you got lucky and the season started late. And you're sitting, and Jack just raised the question about Eagleson, this series next round, you're just like, yep.
Well, did you watch the game? Did you watch game 5?
What type of question is that?
You don't fucking know how good they were. They were insane. That was the best Leafs team I've ever seen.
Did you watch game 4 of the Sixers?
No.
Because by that math, James Harden's Will fucking Chamberlain. Look. Speaking of which, here's a little story as it pertains to Wilt Chamberlain. So my grandma
I don't know if I like the way that your grandmother's a nice lady, and Wilt was known for some things,
that's where I'm going with this.
So
my grandmother is seeing an older gentleman, God rest my grandfather's soul. She's got a friend. And I met him for the first time last Sunday. And my grandma's trying to, make us have chemistry, this, that. I was like, Grandma, it's not that deep. You're, 90 and you're seeing a guy. Cool. And so she's, telling me. She's like, I don't know what his name is. We'll call him, I don't know, Bam, whatever. Bam, that he used to be a ball boy for the Wilt Chamberlain Sixers back in the day. And he told me, now, granted, this is the first time I met him. Could just be trying to rub off on me in a good way, is dating my grandmother, that Wilt used to actually drink a gallon of milk at the game. There'd be a gallon of milk under his chair at games where he would drink it during the games. Also,
bagged or carton?
Also, he confirmed to me, which might tell you a little bit, I don't know if Bam is in it for the right reasons, that it is confirmed that Wilt used to tape his penis to his leg.
Interesting.
That's my story.
That's the conversation you have with this man the first time meeting?
That's what I said to my mom. I was like, I just met this guy, and he's talking about Wilt's dick? I don't know.
Kind of respect
but
it.
He made it
I
to
mean,
the
definitely
pod,
respect so. It, yeah.
Made it to the pod.
Okay.
That's all. Wilt's dick and some milk.
And he actually used to untape it and dip it into the milk.
Okay.
Eagleson, I was going to say, if the Leafs don't close it out in six, it's you're not winning that game 7, right?
They're 100% back in that game seven's going back to Toronto. They will 100% win that game.
No. There's no such thing as a 100% on this podcast.
There is a 0.000% chance they lose game seven, if it even gets there.
You won't catch me saying that.
All right. Question that came in, something Abe has no clue about, but Francis, thoughts on the Miami Grand Prix? Was it overhyped?
What do you mean? I knew. I have the internet.
Yeah. I don't think the Grand Prix was overhyped. It was super hyped up around, if you're in the States.
Was it the first race in America?
First one in Miami. They do them every year in Austin. They've had a bunch. They're doing Las Vegas next year or the year after. So
what was faster? The winning car on the last lap? Or Tua running back, or Tyreek running back to Tua's throw today that Miami thought it was a good idea to tweet. Let's talk about that first.
Yeah, okay.
That is a stupid.
Why are people even fucking talking about this? It's the stupidest shit.
It's a three-second clip
from practice. Like, why is this, like, making headlines? That's the stupidest thing.
Can I go, Jack?
Yeah, your turn now.
Why?
Yes, Eagleson, why?
Why are people talking about it? Because the Dolphins tweeted it with, like, a essentially scary hour season theme behind it, and the last 2 seconds of the clip is Tyreek Hill going back to the ball, which is everything that Tua rags on. And it's like, this guy's the fastest guy in the NFL, and Tua's underthrowing him.
It's a clip from practice. It's practice.
And
like,
the Dolphins
cares?
Are tweeting it as it, like, a hype video.
It means
so
nothing.
Unless the Dolphins are the most.
Everyone is blowing this out of
league.
Proportion a crazy amount. It's
all right,
a three-second clip from practice.
Okay, 3 second clip from practice, not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
How many of those clips do you think existed?
Yeah, how many of them could the receiver not even come back to get?
Like,
not as
like think
as
about it, Eagleson. Like, they record the whole practice, and they're going to pick, you would think, like Abe said, unless they're the most self-aware team in the league and they just wanted some social media engagement.
No. By self-aware, I mean they're trying to get Tua out of town and embarrass him on the internet.
Oh, that too. I was going to say they're just acknowledging that Tyreek's fast. That's what they were framing, maybe. But Eagleson, they picked that clip as it was the best moment, the best throw he had to Tyreek Hill of the entire. Talk about scary hours. That is scary hours in Miami.
I mean, look, Zach, can you pin what Zach
clip?
Just said? It's not the game. Chill out. Like, it's
Zach
practice.
Looks like his dad would sue me.
All right, hold on, Zach. Don't listen to Abe. Eagleson, repeat what you just said.
It's practice.
All right. Anyway, should we pull up game footage of Tua Tagovailoa's first 3 years in the NFL?
Let them play a game first. I'd like it. Why are we even wasting our time talking about that? It doesn't make any sense.
You know
sense.
What, Jack? I'm ready. I'm ready for rookie year Tua. This is Tua's rookie season.
Year three.
The guy's been playing.
Do you want me to bring up all the Allen stuff? We don't have to do this right now, but Allen year three, Tua year three. He's set up.
Bring it up. No, bring it up. Bring it up.
One guy can throw a ball to Mars. The other guy can barely make the plate if he throws a first pitch.
Oh my God.
Self-awareness.
The season's a little bit a ways away, so yeah. 4 months, there's no reason to rush into Tua.
Just really weird how the Dolphins tweeted that as like a good thing,
and it wasn't like, even that was bad, like, come on.
He had to stop
not like it'll whatever stupid.
Let me guess, Eagleson,
yeah,
you sent it in like a group chat with other Dolphins fans with like the eye emojis this
I did not. I just saw that it
fire
was making
emoji.
I didn't say it. Ooh. Warner said it. I didn't say it.
I think Warner's in my DMs praising me, so it's funny on the live stream they acted different.
They do be acting different. Warner said Abe talking like you don't have Jalen Hurts as his quarterback. I haven't said anything here tonight, so we will just move along.
So Jack not talking like Lamar's his quarterback.
We'll just move along to the end of the podcast. Eagleson, 3-2 lead. The Celtics look like they are going to win game number 5. They're up 10. Still 9 minutes to play. Caps have blown a 3-0 lead and is now 3-2.
Shit.
Rangers tied 3-3 in the third. Eagles, some final thoughts.
The Kings are also up 3-2 on the Oilers and Mick Salty. So, because they were huge underdogs to the Oilers. Yeah. And I called that, and I'm feeling really good about it now because fuck them.
Aim.
Manifestation. Manifesting Sixers, Celtics, Sixers, Bucks. If anyone has a baseball catch, hit me up.
Manifestation. Jack in Miami. Abe on his left. Tyler Hero with the ball. Top of the key. Pick and roll. Oh! Bounce.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Bounce. Falls off the rim. And the Sixers lose. By 30 points. Snapback fam, have a great weekend. Best of luck to everyone's teams in the playoffs. We will see you on Monday. Much love.
We'll record Sunday afternoon.
We'll record Sunday afternoon if the Sixers lose game 6. Otherwise, stay ready, people. Much love. Peace.